Good morning, church. It's good to see you all. As you can tell, since it says greeting and welcome, Reverend Freytag, I am not the Reverend Freytag. As you all know, for our visitors and for the rest of the community, I got a text by Peter on 6 o'clock on Thursday saying, like, I'm sick. So Peter has the flu, and he has to isolate for 5 days. I think today's like day 4 or something like that. But he has the flu. It's not even flu season yet. So this should be an indication that it's time to roll up your sleeve once again as soon as the flu shots are offered and take your shot. And, you know, it's just a friendly word of advice. I'm not going to make anybody do anything, but if you do get sick, stay home. And if you get over it, wear a mask. But we love to have you here, just not sick. So keep that in mind. So consequently, we're not having communion this morning. We do not have any elements that were consecrated. So we will have communion music, though. So celebration of communion will happen with music. We will be partaking in communion, as I understand it, next Sunday. Anything else that someone needs to say for the good of the community? We got Sandy down here. Almost, I need to get my eyes checked, Sandy.
The Women's Society will be meeting Saturday at 10 o'clock in the parlor. All the women of Burns are welcome to come. Thank you.
All right. And I think Ruby has something, Mike, and I think Debbie has something.
Okay, I just wanted to say thank you to all the people that brought food. We were able to collect 150 pounds worth of food. And I'm putting a call out for crop for next month. When we do our walk, if anybody wants to bring in some extra food, we still need shampoo and soap and different things like that, and we'll put it out and take it over to Interfaith. Thank you very much.
The basics of life.
Okay, I have a couple things. First off, the crop walk is October 16th at Triple Creek, and I will have more information as time goes on for that. This month's fundraiser is at Sabor on September 20th. It's all day, 11 to closing. And then one more thing, the clothing giveaway this year will be October 15th. So if you have clothes or can come and help in any fashion, please keep that in mind. Thank you.
Paya.
Our office is closed tomorrow.
Office is closed tomorrow. I don't get to go to work tomorrow. Of course, you know, you guys are going to wipe me out for the day, so.
Yes.
With that being said, church, let's all stand up. Let's greet each other by a wave of a hand and remain standing for the call of worship.
All right, will you all join me in the call to worship, please? Sisters and brothers, let us gather and worship. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, join us in this morning. The Lord is the Lord of all the earth.
Lord,
we are privileged to have your attention during this time. The Lord had richly blessed us.
We are very privileged people in the midst of the promised land.
Let us join in giving thanks and worship to the Almighty.
We gather in celebration and praise.
Remain standing for the first hymn of number 368, My Hope is Built, is verses 1, 3, and 4. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the verse 3. First scripture this morning is from Jeremiah 18, 1 through 11. The word that came to Jerusalem from the Lord, come, go down to the potter's house, and there I will let you hear my words. So I went down to the potter's house, and there he was working at the wheel. The vessel he was making of clay was spoiled in the potter's hand, and he reworked it into another vessel, as seemed good to him. Then the Lord of the Lord came to me. Then the word of the Lord came to me. Can I not do with you, O house of Israel, just as this potter has done? Says the Lord. Just like the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. At one moment I may declare concerning a nation or a kingdom, that is, pluck up and break down and destroy it. But if that nation concerning which I have spoken turns from its evil, I will change my mind about the disaster that I intended to bring on it. And at another moment, I may declare concerning a nation or a kingdom that I will build and plant it. But if it does evil in my sight, not listening to my voice, then I will change my mind about the good that I had intended to do to it. Now, therefore, say to the people of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, thus says the Lord, look, I am the potter shaping evil against you and devising a plan against you. Turn now, all of you, from your evil ways and amend your ways and your doings. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks.
So now we come to our prayerful time of the service. And so before we get into that, does anybody have any concerns they wish to express for the church to be able to pray for you? We can't help if we don't know. No concerns. Carson.
I had a fall last weekend and found out I've got some fractured ribs.
Oh, no.
So I would just ask for some prayers of healing.
Okay, so I don't know if you guys have met Carson. This is his third Sunday, and he brought a friend with him, Nathaniel, today. Amen. Glory. And this is what we call killing time, Carson. I'm going to let you do that again since you have the mic in your hand.
Last weekend, I had a major fall and just found out the other day that I have some fractured ribs. So I would just ask some prayers of healing.
Which is the last thing he needs right now, right? So, anybody else?
Go this way.
How about Joyce? Be joyful that you just took another breath. You know, we should be thankful for everything. You know, and I heard an interesting thing this week. If we thank God for everything that He's responsible for us every day, we'd be in a day full of thanks. And just suppose that we forgot to thank God for something that He did for us that day. And He had said, if you don't thank me, I ain't going to do it no more. That is not His nature, but it's His food for thought. So, I will stop talking now.
I will talk.
All right, do you have a concern? Do you have a joy?
Yes, I do.
All right.
I just want to praise God and thank Him for the gift of life given to me. I celebrated 41 on Thursday.
Amen.
And then, thank you, 16 years of marriage.
Oh, amen.
On Friday.
At 41, of course you know, Pi, it's all downhill from here. And then I do have on the birthday list that, I guess, what is, oh, today, 9/4, Ruby Moore has a birthday. So even though we haven't seen Ruby and Perry in a while, you know, reach out to them. That's all we can do. Reach out and pray. I know they need our prayers. So with that being said, whose? Grace is going to be 3 on Thursday. So 3 years old, send her very complicated cards. Because she can probably read them already. Yeah. With that being said, let's join together in unison prayer. Lord God, hear our prayers. We have shared some of our prayers aloud, O Lord. We have shared some of our prayers with You in our hearts. Help us, Lord, to understand that You answer all prayers, but sometimes Your answer is no, or not now. Lord, give us the maturity and the courage to respond faithfully and obediently to you. Amen. So take a moment, center yourself before our Lord God. Focus your thoughts on Him and just be still. By your word, Lord God, you set free every person in prison within themselves. To freedom you have called us, and to be people in the image and the spirit of Jesus Christ. We beseech you, give us the strength that his life has first provided. Give us the openness that he has prepared for us. Make us receptive and free, so that with you we may live for this world. We thank you, God, our grace, for being alive tomorrow and today, for this earth, for bread and light, for the people around us today, yesterday, and every day. We thank you for our lives here and now, lives laborious and full of joy. May neither future nor death separate us from Jesus Christ. And so, in remembrance of the word that Jesus Christ taught his disciples, we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So even though we're not passing around an offering plate anymore, I will constantly and consistently remind you that we do have one out in the narthex. Your money's helped the missions and helped the upkeep of this church. We appreciate your faithful giving, and we wish it to continue. So, blessings on you all. And with that being said, ensemble, front and center.
Spread before me now. like sub symbols on the side.
Will you all rise if you're able to in for the reading of the gospel? And just a word on my behalf here is that I found that both scriptures were kind of convoluted today. So I'm hoping that Mark can make sense of it for us. The readings from Luke 14, 25 through 33. Now large crowds were traveling with him, and he turned and said to them, "Whoever comes to me and does not hate his father or mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even life itself, cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not first sit down and estimate the cost to see whether he had enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it will begin to ridicule him, saying, 'This fellow began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king going out to wage war against another king will not sit down first and consider whether he is able to, with 10,000, to oppose the one who comes against him with 20,000. If he cannot, then while the other is still far away, he sends a delegation and asks for the terms of peace. So therefore, none of you can become my disciples if you do not give up all your possessions." The word of the Lord. You may be seated.
Well, this is going to be painful for me. Like I said, I got the message Thursday that Peter won't be preaching. And then he asked me, "Do you want to preach or should we get another preacher?" It took me a little bit to respond back, because, as you guys know, I'm not a preacher. But I sat down Saturday to look at the scripture, and Allah Don's comment, I went, "Oofta." And so I kind of looked at Peter's title, "Wet Clay," and that's what I used. So Peter might have another sermon called "Wet Clay," but I am going on with what he laid out here. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. How many have you guys seen a potter's wheel? How many of you guys have ever used a potter's wheel? So you know the complications of the potter's wheel. It's a tricky contraption. You got a table that spins on top, that sits on the axle, and you normally have a table on the bottom that you kick. At least that's what I imagine this potter was doing. Nowadays, we have electric tables that turn and turn and turn. But the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as it seemed best to him. The Lord says that he can deal with Israel or any other people the same way the potter handles a lump of clay. If it does not turn out to his liking, the potter can destroy it and start over. It's so short, I just was making sure I didn't have pages stuck together. Although God allows human beings freedom to make moral choices, he demonstrates often that he's still sovereign and in control of this universe. He does whatever he wills with his creation. So he shapes us. We need frequent reminders that God is overall and can do as he pleases, whether we understand his actions or not. So he shapes us. He owes us nothing, yet chooses to extend to us the utmost patience, kindness, and compassion. And so he shapes us. The potter working with the clay reminds us that God is at work in us for his good pleasure. So he shapes us. God has created each of us the way he wants us. It is our responsibility to take what he has given us and use it for his glory and pleasure. In doing so, we find our ultimate fulfillment. Rather than live with disappointment and dissatisfaction with what God has or has not given us, we can choose to thank him in everything. And so he shapes us. Just as the clay finds its highest purpose when it remains pliable in the hands of the potter, so our lives fulfill their highest purpose when we let our potter have his way with us and shape us. We live in a nation that needs shaping. But we can't shape the nation unless we shape ourselves. It would be nice if we could have a conversation with other people. And so he shapes us. Diversity is a big word in our country right now. And by God, I believe in diversity. But this country needs a commonality. Diversity, if you think about it, it's all about me. You must like me because of this. You must accept me because of this. You must do this because of this. Me, me, me. This is the hard part. What do we do about the nation? We need a commonality. Where do we find our commonality? You guys are here. That's our commonality. Our commonality is Jesus Christ. We have different backgrounds. We are all diverse in our own right. But the commonality needs to be here. It needs to be in the city. It needs to be in the state. It needs to be in the country. I want to have a conversation. Maybe one of these days we'll be able to, without being called a hater. We are here for love. We are here to express our love. We look past what people define themselves as, and we look to them for the loving soul that's in within all of us. Commonality. Let God shape us. Let God be the people we should be. Let us say, as we stand forth together, have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, and I am the clay. Mold me, make me after thy will, while I am waiting, yielded, and still. Amen? Amen. So, while you're chewing on that, let's turn to the Faith We Sing book, number 2152, Change My Heart, O God.
Jim Littell has a message that he needed to give to the congregation, and he's back there now.
I was running late as normal today.
Wait. Jim's going to sing a solo.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jim.
My daughter-in-law is in dire need of some old blood, and I'm reaching out to anybody I know who might know somebody who might know somebody who might know somebody. They say old blood. They didn't say positive, negative, just old blood. And if anybody has any insight on anybody who might be interested in, you know, at least, you know, talking with the nurse to get the facts of the matter, I would certainly appreciate it. Thank you.
So if anybody knows anything, make sure that you reach out and contact Jim after the service, okay? All
right. Will you stand and sing with me? Change my heart, oh God, make it ever true. Okay, sorry. She threw me for a loop there. Okay. Right.
Let's try that again.
Yeah.
Shorten this up because obviously nobody knows this. and we will practice it in the future. So, Mike, I need a mic. Oh, I guess I could have used one of these up here. So, like I said, this sermon was kind of off the cuff for me. I hope it made a little sense. I kind of ranted on there a little bit at the end, but I think this is important stuff. You know, we are shaped by the world, whether we like it or not. And we need to be shaped by the potter. We need to be the pliable clay. We need to have our focus on the commonality that binds us all together. And so with that being said, may the love of God be upon you. May the grace of Jesus Christ be with you. And may the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be upon you now and forevermore. And all God's people say, amen.